Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, the reverberations from the Trump administration's cutbacks to the arts continue. The latest, the Red Bull Theater in New York announced it will be losing critical confirmed funds from the National Endowment for the Arts for its work on stage this spring. The statement from Red Bull: we stand shoulder to shoulder with our colleagues across the nation. We reaffirm our commitment to our core values and belief in the importance of freedom of expression, end quote. And the Broadway musical Dead Outlaw announced that it was canceling an upcoming concert performance at the Library of Congress one day after the Trump administration fired its top librarian. A brief statement from the show, which just earned 7 Tony nominations, by the way, said that it had decided not to perform at the library, quote, upon learning of the termination of Dr. Carla Hayden, the Library of Congress. Dr. Hayden, the first African-American and first woman to serve as head of the institution, was, quote, a fierce advocate for preserving America's cultural memory and a great champion of the Broadway community. Anyway, so it goes. Meanwhile, I am back in New York and we'll be seeing That Outlaw Guy next week. But first, right before I left LA, where I saw several innovative and worthy shows, as you know, far from the city's reputation as strictly superficial. The last one that I caught there is called Corktown 39, written by John Fazekerley, directed by Stephen Robman. This is a taut, exciting, beautifully performed story. 7 first-rate actors. If Ann Noble, its lone female, does not win an award, I will be very surprised. The story takes place in Philadelphia and is based on actual events as the country, actually, in fact, the world, was on the brink of war. And it deals primarily with the Irish trying to break free of England's power. It helps to know something of history, but even if not, you'll get some here, with talk of Roosevelt, the IRA, yes, that German guy coming to power. Does it resonate? Unfortunately, yes. Corktown 39 really deserves a New York run. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Now, on a somewhat lighter but still relevant note, once I returned here, I caught Ceremonies for Dark Old Men. That one's at St. Clement's Church on West 46th Street. Now, the draw here is the star Norm Lewis playing a former vaudevillian widower, now heading up a sort of a barbershop in Harlem. But all the performers, he has 2 struggling sons and a more serious and dominating daughter, are first rate. This show was last off-Broadway in 1969, and yet it feels, well, perhaps sadly, as resonant as ever. Now, as for the future news here, well, this will please many, including myself. Ragtime, which explores early 20th century American hopes and dreams through 3 fictional families, that one is returning to Broadway. The best news of all, Joshua Henry is going to star in it. As a reminder, this musical is based on the 1975 E.L. Doctorow novel, set mostly in locations in around New York. The show first opened on Broadway in 1998. It won Tony Awards for Best Score and Best Book and ran for 2 years. This new production will be staged in Lincoln Center. I hope it's the same version that played at Encores this season. Lines were around the block for that one. Meanwhile, another musical, Old Friends, which celebrates the music of Stephen Sondheim, has extended its Broadway run one more time. It will now continue until the end of June. Just hearing Bernadette Peters sing Send in the Clowns is worth the price, I promise. Off-Broadway now, coming up, Grace Aki, I hope I pronounced it right, A-K-I, her solo play To Free a Mockingbird, no relation to that thing that Harper Lee wrote. No, this is an award-winning production that will play a limited run at Soho Playhouse all the way downtown. It's playing now until the 25th of May, 10 performances only. To Free a Mockingbird had its international debut last summer at Edinburgh, the Fringe Festival. It combines storytelling and stand-up and focuses on one family's journey from Japan through the American South. These shows from Edinburgh Fringe tend to have a way of finding other homes. My latest books to mention start with producer Jeffrey Sellers' memoir, Theater Kid. This one is a combination coming of age and rags to riches, said to be unsparing in its description of the author's challenging childhood as well as his sexual awakening, and packed with behind-the-scenes detail, especially about the birth of Rent, Hamilton, and other shows that he helped get on our stages. That's Jeffrey Seller. One I did read was Kenneth Turan's book called Louis B. Mayer and Irving Thalberg. Yes, about old Hollywood, but so many of the stars these moguls created came from the stage, including the Marx Brothers, who started in theater and were foundering until Irving Thalberg saw a way to put their shtick on film. The author, who was a film critic in Los Angeles for more than 20 years, found many old memoirs few knew about, like one by Edward G. Robinson, who wrote about agreeing to do a movie for MGM, but only if he promised never to do Broadway again. Well, apparently Robinson did not appreciate that threat, walked outside Thalberg's office, and immediately threw up. Anyway, there are so many fun anecdotes and even lessons in this book. Anyway, back to the stage now. Remember how I've been speaking about the trend of breaking the fourth wall? Well, I will soon be seeing Hugh Jackman in Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Classes. That's at the Minetta Lane Theater. Apparently, he spends a significant amount of time directly addressing the audience as he unfolds the story of a tangled relationship. Now, one review noted that Mr. Jackman broke character amusingly to welcome latecomers at the performance, even tossed out a bless you and a sympathetic remark about allergies when a patron sneezed. Huh, I don't know, end quote. Anyway, I'll break the fourth wall now and say I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.